Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Donald Trump is absolutely panicking right now as he is about to get criminally indicted by the Manhattan criminal grand jury that has been investigating his wrongdoing for some time now in connection with the Manhattan District Attorney's ongoing criminal investigation. That is one of the things that Donald Trump has now done, which anybody who's a target of a Manhattan criminal grand jury investigation is entitled to do, although Donald Trump is now doing it at the 11th hour, even though he had the opportunity to do it sooner, is to call a witness on your behalf. Obviously, we've reported before that Donald Trump himself has declined to waive immunity and testify before the grand jury. But now as it becomes clear that Donald Trump is going to get criminally indicted and he's absolutely panicking about it, he's sending in someone. This is what's being reported. Robert Costello. Robert Costello is a former legal advisor to Michael Cohen. The attorney-client relationship there was waived a long time ago, which would allow Robert Costello to testify there. But Costello was Cohen's legal advisor when the FBI started investigating Cohen back in 2018, when Cohen remained in Trump's camp at that time. Costello was introduced to Cohen through a mutual friend and kind of represented that he would be a go-between between Donald Trump and Michael Cohen on behalf of Cohen. And eventually when Cohen said, no, I'm not going to be supporting Donald Trump at all anymore, Costello withdrew and basically said, I'm going to send you a bill right now because Trump's no longer going to take care of this at all, and I want no part of this. One thing to point out about Costello as well, as you may remember, his name was mentioned in the Mueller investigation, and in particular, volume two of the Mueller investigation relating to obstruction of justice. Volume two of the Mueller investigation, I will just read to you what it's called right now. The president sends messages of support to Cohen. This refers to an interaction between Costello and Cohen. In analyzing the president's intent in his actions towards Cohen as a potential witness, there is evidence that could support the inference that the president intended to discourage Cohen from cooperating with the government because Cohen's information would shed adverse light on the president's campaign period, conduct, and statements. And so It's kind of an odd witness that Donald Trump would send as someone who he thinks would help his case, someone who Mueller previously accused of potentially engaging in obstruction of justice. And let me just explain to you the conduct that was engaged in by Costello back in 2018. This is from a report by Adam Claisfield. This is what he wrote from April 23rd of 2019. Shortly after the FBI raided his home, office, and hotel room, former Trump fixer Michael Cohen received an email, quote, "Sleep well tonight. You have friends in high places." The message came from lawyer Robert Costello and is quoted by special counsel Robert Mueller in his recently published report that probes whether Trump obstructed justice in his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. In March, when Costello was asked about that by the Daily Beast, Costello claimed that he was referring to Garth Brooks, the popular 1990s single by the country artist entitled Friends in Low Places, and then Costello changed his tune by 2019 and then said, quote, "I have absolutely no concern about any of this because it was simply a reference to the President of the United States being the friend in high places, nothing more." And so Costello himself, who is being called by Trump ostensibly to go before the criminal grand jury on Monday to basically impugn Michael Cohen's character, was involved in obstruction of justice, essentially, or was potentially accused of obstruction of justice relating to Michael Cohen. And so undoubtedly, the prosecutors are going to be asking Costello questions about that. And so why would you call Costello at this point? Well, as I mentioned earlier in the video, Donald Trump is absolutely panicking. So this is like a Hail Mary pass, if you will, that Donald Trump believes that this is somehow going to convince the grand jury not to criminally indict him. It's absolutely not going to do that. And most likely, it's probably going to backfire on Donald Trump, again, because Costello's mentioned in the Mueller investigation, although Costello was never charged with obstruction of justice, of being a part of or participating in conduct where an inference can be drawn of obstruction of justice to try to silence Michael Cohen. And so what is Costello going to say, that Michael Cohen at one point in time was lying about the payments? Well, Michael Cohen, I believe, has previously stated that he was doing everything he was doing on Donald Trump's behalf. And so to impugn Michael Cohen would basically be to throw Donald Trump under the bus. And so it's also unclear what benefit calling Costello is going to be. Costello was representing Cohen. Costello was the intermediary between Cohen and Donald Trump. And so, again, I just don't see this. I don't understand this strategy at all. What may have to happen is, if Costello makes certain comments about Cohen in this testimony that's likely to take place on Monday, you know, Donald Trump likes to delay. I mean, what, it may delay this thing for a few more hours or perhaps one more day. It may potentially cause the Manhattan District Attorney to then call in Michael Cohen one more time so that Michael Cohen could just explain his relationship to Costello. And I think it will ultimately make Trump look even more guilty. So the whole overall strategy there is completely and utterly makes no sense at all. But really nothing coming out of Trump world does. I just think Trump wants to try to delay this one more day, potentially to foment more violence or try to foment more, you know, another insurrection, if you will, which is obviously what he's been trying to do over this weekend. I guess some more information, though, just so you know, more data about who this Costello is. Costello was Steve Bannon's lawyer in the contempt of Congress case. He claimed that he may be a witness and so that he sought to withdraw from that case. So he was significantly involved in all those communications with Bannon not to cooperate with the January 6th committee. And then I'll just read from you from, this is a lawsuit that Mac Isaac, the repair shop owner who got into possession of Hunter Biden's laptop. This is just what Mac Isaac said in his lawsuit that he sued Biden, Hunter Biden, for defamation. It's like a completely bizarre, frivolous lawsuit that was filed by Mac Isaac. I recently did a hit on the Midas Touch Network that you should watch, where Hunter Biden filed a cross complaint against Mac Isaac for invasion of privacy. I was glad that Hunter is finally fighting back. Let me just read from you from Mac Isaac's complaint that he filed back in October of 2022, which mentions Costello in it as well. Starting in late July 2019 and October 14th, 2020, Mac Isaac had multiple interactions with list individuals, include as well as Robert Costello, attorney for Rudolph Giuliani. It then goes on to say in August 2020, Mac Isaac connected with Costello, to whom he provided a copy of the recovered data and repair authorization. Isaac specifically asked Costello to not identify him to Giuliani or anyone else when discussing the recovered data, as plaintiff desired to remain anonymous. After providing a copy of the recovered data to Costello, but prior to October 14, 2020, upon information and belief, Giuliani provided the information from the recovered data to the New York newspaper, the New York Post, and then the New York Post wrote an expose. And in his lawsuit, Mac Isaac claims he never gave permission to Costello and Giuliani to in any way identify Mac Isaac in that story. But nonetheless, he was identified by the fact that he was identified as a Delaware repair shop owner who holds on to laptops. And so just to give you a flavor of who Costello is, this is the individual who Donald Trump is now presenting to the Manhattan criminal grand jury in a last-ditch effort, as Donald Trump is panicking to try to convince the grand jury not to indict Donald Trump. This is going to completely backfire. I would not worry at all that this is in any way going to help Donald Trump. The one thing that it's likely to do is potentially cause another 24 or 48 hour delay in when the ultimate indictment is going to be handed down, if that. But Donald Trump may try to use those hours to engage in other chicanery and unlawful acts. So we will be reporting and covering what he may be doing there. But this is the individual who Donald Trump is presenting to the grand jury. We'll keep you updated with more information here at the Midas Touch Network as we learn it. I'm Ben Mycelis. Make sure you hit subscribe. We're marching to 1 million subscribers in the month of March. So please hit subscribe. There is a lot of breaking news. You want to be the first to know it. We will give it to you here first on the Midas Touch Network, but you have to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's free to subscribe, so please hit subscribe. You may also want to check us out wherever you get your audio podcasts. You can just search Midas Touch Podcast and subscribe there. We also have the legal podcast, Legal AF, and we do a podcast with Michael Cohen called Political Beatdown. Subscribe to that as well. And check us out at patreon.com/MidasTouch, patreon.com/MidasTouch. Thank you so much for watching this, and we will keep you updated with more breaking news on Trump Indictment Watch. I'm Ben Mycelis. Thank you so much.
At Midas Touch, we are unapologetically pro-democracy, and we demand justice and accountability. That's why we're spreading our message to Convict 45. That's right, gear up right now with your Convict 45 tees and pins at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.